Chapter 5. The Agorist Critique of Marxist Class Theory. Marx's class theory failed to see that those workers classically considered proletariat would become growingly obsolescent. In North America, unionized skilled workers are in decline, being absorbed by new entrepreneurship, franchising, independent contracting and consulting. The service industry, scientific research and development, increased managerial function without human labor underneath for exploitation and bureaucracy. Rotsek 3. The entrepreneurial problem is unsolvable for Marxism because Marx failed to recognize the economic category. The best Marxists can do is lump them with new, perhaps mutated, capitalist forms. But if they are to fit the old class system, they are petite bourgeoisie, the very group that is to either collapse into proletarians or rise into the monopoly capitalist category. Small business should not increase in the, quote, advanced decadent stages of capitalism. Marxism also does not deal with the persistent counter-economy, i.e., a peaceful black market or underground economy. There is a spectrum of the counter-economy tainting workers, entrepreneurs, and even capitalists. Said Konkin, scientists, managers, and even civil servants do not merely accept bribes and favors, but actively seek second, unreported employment in the black market. And, the more socialist the state, the bigger the nalevo, black work, or underground component of the economy. This turns Marx on his head. Advanced capitalism is generating runaway free enterprise of the old-fashioned kind in reaction. The more decadent, statist, the capitalism, the more virulent the reaction, and the larger the counter-economy. But even worse is the class of counter-economists. That is, by Marxist class structure, the black marketeers cannot be a class. Workers, capitalists, and entrepreneurs in active collusion against a common enemy, the state. True, many do not perceive themselves as in a common class, and some even try to deny their black activities, even to themselves, thanks to religious and social guilt induction. And yet, when the agents of the state appear to enforce the laws of the power elite, the counter-economists from tax-dodging businessmen to drug-dealing hippies to illegal aliens to feminist midwives are willing to signal each other with the universal, "Watch it! The fuzz, the pigs, the federales, etc." Even in extreme cases, the commonality of the counter-economist has generated an economic determinism as strong as any Marx considered to wield class unity. But this is still not the worst. This class unity is not that of a workers' class, though workers are heavily involved, nor of a capitalist class, though capitalists are involved, nor even of a ruling class. This class is based on the commonality of risk arising from a common source, the state. And risk is not proletarian, or particularly capitalist. It is purely entrepreneurial. Again, to make it clear, if the entrepreneuriat are tossed into the capitalist class, then the Marxist must face the contradiction of capitalists at war with the capitalist-controlled state. At this point, Marx's class analysis is in shreds. Clearly, oppression exists, but another model is needed to explain how it works.